2 Kings chapter 7. We can easily forgive a child who fears the darkness. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of light. Just as the dense darkness surrounded Mount Calvary, moral and spiritual darkness covered the entire territory of Israel. God used the superstition of the heathen who, as an ancient caravan of immigrants now polluted the city of Samaria, to repatriate a priest of the God of Israel, then the king of Assyria commanded, "Take to Samaria one of the priests you brought from there, and let him go and live there, and let him teach the people the law of the God of the land." So one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel and taught them how they should fear and revere the Lord. A missionary in his own city, a dim light in the darkness of his country, now polluted by foreigners, he taught them how to fear God. Even though his success was not resounding, still, his light shined in the darkness. We too are living in a world in darkness, and like the priest, we are surrounded by people who are full of fears and who do not know the true God, nor his Son, Jesus Christ. A good objective for this day is to share with someone the light of the gospel. I am excited just to think that God may put someone in the way today so that I may have the privilege of sharing that light, the light of Jesus that shines in every place.